Guy, good morning. How you doing?
Good. As usual, there's a year's worth of news happening every 24 hours. It's amazing.
But I will say this, you know, we've been talking this morning since 6 o'clock this morning on Kale and Company. The story broke 24 hours ago or less, a little over 24 hours ago, this Jobs report. And then I had aired Trump at his rally last night, yesterday afternoon in North Carolina, speaking about that. I mean, you're somebody who, yes, you understand policy, you understand politics, you worked in the private sector, the public sector, dad, coach, all of that good stuff. But just your reaction to what appears to be, allegedly, the U.S. government, you know, allegedly manipulating a jobs report that came out last spring that made it look like and inflated it by 818,000 jobs. I mean, my gosh, some reports thought it would be 1 million jobs. It's not quite that, but oh my goodness, your reaction.
No, look, I've heard you throughout the morning talk about it, and I think you've put it in the right context. I mean, so many things come to mind, but I'll highlight just a few. One is this is not a rounding error. In baseball, this is not like saying, you know, Bryce Harper's average is 280 and you find out it's really 278. I mean, 818,000 jobs is an enormous number. I mean, that's the workforce of some states. I mean, that's like the entire workforce of some states in the Midwest. So that's not an oops. That's not a rounding error. That's not somebody sitting at their desk and they forgot to carry a two. I mean, that is a huge miss. So the second point is that, remember, the whole premise of the year has been a battle between Republicans and Democrats, where Republicans have been saying the economy is weak, families are struggling, small businesses are struggling, and we've got to fix this because inflation and the economy are harming us. And the Democrats have been saying, you guys are lying, and the data is wonderful. Joe Biden has come to Philadelphia. Kamala Harris has come to Philadelphia to tell us, you guys don't understand. The data is wonderful. They manipulated what the definition of inflation was to make us believe inflation wasn't real. And now we've learned they've manipulated the jobs numbers. So the truth is, well, what you and I and others have been saying for a year or two,
yes,
believe yourself. Believe what you experience at the grocery store. Believe what you experience every time you get a bill from PICO. Believe what you see when you go to the gas pump. Inflation is real. The economy is weak, particularly if you have younger kids that are looking for their first job or trying to advance in their career. The economy is weak. They did cause it, and we're learning the fake numbers they used to tell us, don't believe what you see in your life. Trust me, the real story's much better. We're learning that when it comes to inflation and jobs, they've been lying, and there's no other way to say it because these aren't mistakes. When you're mistaken 2, 3, 4, 5 times, mm-hmm, and when you angrily shout back at everyday citizens or people challenging you, I have no other choice but to say they've been lying to us. And I thank God that the information came out so that those of us living in the real world know we're not crazy. The economy is not stable. There are problems and they need to be addressed.
Amen. So I don't know if this was on, you know, you make the Mary Poppins reference. Mary Poppins was a nanny. So, you know, the media's Mary Poppins, Kamala Harris. Take me through why is Kamala like the, you know, like Mary Poppins?
Well, it struck me more and more as you and others, and we've all been seeing and hearing, they're pretending as if Kamala Harris just blew into town. I mean, if, you know, we go back to our childhood days or we watch these movies with our kids, you know, life is going on in England, and one day Mary literally floats in, you know, on an umbrella in a storm and comes to take over this family that's in trouble and make all their lives great. Nobody asks her for her references. No one asks her what she's done before. And I tried to, in sort of a playful way, say that's the way the national media, the legacy media, is treating Kamala Harris, as if she just blew into town to save everybody. Joe Biden was in trouble. He couldn't win, so we had to get rid of him, and here's this woman. there's almost no discussion of her having been vice president. Mm-hmm. There's no discussion about her being in the cabinet. There's no discussion about her angrily yelling at people as recently as July 4th weekend that Joe Biden was fine and going to lead the ticket. There's no discussion of the reminder that she boastfully said to the national media, I was the last person in the room when Joe Biden decided to go ahead with the withdrawal in Afghanistan. There's no discussion of the border czar. There's no discussion of her being the tie-breaking vote on these trillions of dollars of spending. So I tried to poke fun and say, but, you know, they're treating her as this savior that just blew into town that has no history, and she's just going to magically make everything better. And we're supposed to ignore the fact that, A, she caused the problems, and, B, look, I hope she has the answer in that magic bag and she's just going to pull it out. I just want to know why it's August and we have to wait until January or February for her to fix the border, fix crime, or fix inflation, or fix any of the problems we're facing. Why is it that she's the sitting vice president and she can't fix them? If she really has the answer, why can't she fix them now? And I literally, I would give my home. Don't tell my wife, but I would give my home. If someone in the national media would just ask her those questions, didn't you help cause these problems? Why do you want us to suddenly believe you have the answer? And if you have the answer, why do we have to wait 6 months? Families are suffering now paying their bills. Why do we have to wait 6 months for the magic answer? So I tried to poke a little fun at it, but really that's the issue is we're treating her as if she's magic, and she's not magic. She caused
these
problems.
But she's joyful.
And they're real problems.
She's joyful.
She's joyful. Well, clearly you got your message from the DNC, and you understand that she is joyful, and Tim Walz is folksy. He is folksy. Oh, my goodness. Great. I mean, so I did in the column, and you know, because you follow the news
yes.
locally and nationally, but, I mean, I went through and listed like 7 national stories within the span of 24 hours or 48 hours. It all listed her as joyful and him as folksy. And again, you know, once... twice is a coincidence. When USA Today and MSNBC and the Wall Street Journal and USA Today and CNN and MSNBC all use the phrase, that's not a coincidence. When the talking heads show up on the CNN panel discussion and use the phrase, that's not a coincidence. That is an intentional, purposeful, that's messaging. That's like if
yes.
you and I opened up a lemonade stand or a restaurant and we said, tell everybody the menu was creative. And for the next 3 days, the Inquirer and everybody just said, come to Dawn and Guy's restaurant. The menu's really creative. And if you saw that phrase 9 times, you'd say, well, your PR firm did their job. Unfortunately for us, the PR firm is the Associated Press,
yes.
USA Today, the Inquirer, and what our neighbors are consuming. And it's being shared with us, and we're just supposed to accept it so that when you're standing at line in Wawa, you say, oh, I'm just so glad Harris is here. I mean, it's so nice to have somebody who's so joyful.
Joyful.
She's not joyful, and he is not – I don't unless they change the definition. I know we change the definition of words all the time here in modern times, but if he's folksy, you know, I'm 6'7".
I love it. You know, and it really brings me to the next point. Okay, first of all, and you didn't say, you're too classy to say it, so I will, that, I mean, I think we all noticed that Mary Poppins, a nanny, and remember what we learned about her husband and the nanny. I'll just leave it there. So we got it. Good. I love it. Guy Shiraki, we're talking to, senior fellow with the Commonwealth Foundation, writes for Broad Liberty, Real Clear Pennsylvania. And also is a guest on national, you know, such as Fox News. But you also talk about the economy, inflation. And so that's important, too, because will people, you know, you think about authenticity. And so even though they're saying we're choosing joy as we hopefully learn about her economic plan and people think about, oh, well, she's joyful, but I'm not so joyful. Because I'm living this economy. I'm going to the grocery store. I'm pumping my gas. I'm paying my energy bill. I don't have a job or I'd like a better job. And so how long does that joy ride last? And that really brings us to your next article talking about the inflation gimmick and who, you know, your headline is that it's rejected even by so-called mainstream media.
Yeah, I mean, again, right, let's, you know, sort of, you know, very quickly, she's announced for president. was coronated as president in a matter of hours or days, has not held, you know, again, we have to remember, hasn't held a press conference, has not done a one-on-one interview, hasn't done a town hall with real citizens.
It's crazy.
Has no policy positions. I mean, for all I, you know, in other words, you or I might as well be running for president. I mean, she has no policy positions. You share more policy thoughts in one show than she has shared in the weeks of being the presumed nominee. And then there's this big buildup. Well, the number one issue is the economy. Remember, again, they kept telling us it wasn't the economy. The economy's fine. But then they come out and say, okay, it is the economy. We're going to fix it. Big buildup for the speech. And she basically says, we're going to do price controls, and we're going to give money to people to buy homes. Because the way you make homes less expensive and more affordable is you hand people money. Like there's a basket in the backyard, and you just go out to it and get money. So as I wrote in the column, okay, don't listen to Dawn, don't listen to Guy, don't listen to Donald Trump. The Washington Post, within 24 hours, wrote a scathing headline, a scathing editorial, that you would have assumed it was a Donald Trump position on immigration or the wall. It literally leads with, these are serious times, this is a serious problem, and Kamala Harris offers us gimmicks. I mean, that's the Washington Post. That's not a conservative journal, which tells you that even those on the left are saying, look, the economy is a real problem, such as the fake job numbers, and they call for serious answers. And the answer is not big government. We've tried big government for several years, and it's failed. So the answer is not bigger government. As I've written in other columns, and you know, we've talked about on the show, I mean, the answer is not to send people in trench coats with dark glasses investigating Wawa to see if their price of their Hearst potato chips are too much. That's not the answer. And in the silly world of theirs, you know, as she said, bread has gone up 50%. Well, if you go into Acme and you order Acme from the federal government that the price of bread should be 50% less, well, guess what? Acme's just going to raise the price of butter or jelly or bananas because they have employees that have to get paid. They have utility bills. They have mortgages to pay. It's silliness. And the housing issue. Families are struggling because of inflation. Families are struggling because mortgage rates are 8%. Giving a family $25,000, as I point out, you can't just give them the money. It comes from taxpayers. But also, all that does is inflate the price of homes and put people in homes they can't afford with interest rates. By the way, we tried this now for about 30 years in education. The way we were going to solve the problem with education being higher education's too expensive, college is too expensive. So what's the answer? Well, let's hand every kid $10,000. Well, what's happened? Education goes up twice the rate of inflation every year because everybody is. So her ideas are so bad. Don't trust me. The Washington Post said this is problem number one for America, and she offered us a gimmick. I hope people understand that any belief that the person who caused the problem is going to fix it, and is going to fix it by doing the very things that got us where we are, that's not the answer.
Amen. Guy Shiraki, until next time, my friend, thank you so much for being here this morning.
Have a great day. Thanks for the opportunity to talk about it.
Oh,
it's my therapy. It keeps me sane. Thanks.
Thanks, Guy Shiraki.